play into the hype of UFOs, aliens, or spaceships, but this story is hard not to take seriously. Still, I guess since it's Halloween, it could make sense. A UFO is spotted slowly, yes folks, slowly, in the sky over our beloved city about an hour ago. Apparently bright lights have been reported all over the downtown area.
But I live downtown.
Coming into the homes through windows and doors. No, folks, don't let the holiday get to you, but remember, stay safe and sound.
Hey, babe, ready to go?
I'm not going anywhere.
What? What's wrong? Your costume is great.
I just heard on the radio that UFOs are shining lights into downtown apartments.
And?
And I'm not going outside to make it easy for them to take me. I'm staying here.
Babe, aliens are not gonna take you. We promised our friends we'd meet them at the bar. Come on, let's go.
Derek, you go. I'm not giving aliens the easy opportunity to pick me up for weird medical experiments, thank you.
Kathy, you're being silly. The party will be fun, and just think, we don't have to drive home.
I've told you before, there's so much you don't know about aliens. What the government doesn't want you to know.
All right, enlighten me.
Fine. I'll start with the cornfields.
Cornfields?
Yes, cornfields. There's something wrong with cornfields. Aliens go there to hide and watch people so they can learn our behavior and mimic it.
In cornfields?
Yes, in cornfields.
I see. Kathy, what people go to cornfields?
Oh, I don't know. People who like corn, okay?
Anything else?
Oh, much more.
Okay, I'm listening.
Out in the country, they have houses on hilltops. You know them?
Yep, I'm familiar with the hilltops.
That's where they hang out during the day. It is not silly. And the forests? Easy access landing. No earth people around. They can gather pumpkins and stuff.
Why would they want to gather pumpkins in the forest?
Because the people they abduct are going to need something to eat from earth. They can't eat alien food, can they? After all, the aliens want us to keep our strength up so they can continue to perform medical experiments on our poor, suffering earthly brothers and sisters. And they always leave one of the pumpkins behind whenever they take somebody. That's where we got the idea of pumpkins for Halloween, you know? They've been doing it for hundreds of years.
Kathy, that's just silly.
What? Really, Derek? This was you? You're playing on my one and only fear.
Happy Halloween, babe.
But what about the radio broadcast?
You weren't listening to a radio. Just a CD I got a friend to record. He was just pretending to be a newsreader.
Unbelievable.
Also got him to flash the lights and shake the door. Okay, Keith, you don't have to overplay your role. Stop shaking the thing and come in.
What's going on now? Another prank?
Kathy, this isn't me.
Really?
Kathy, I swear, this isn't me. Keith, if this is you, stop it! It's not funny! It's not funny!
Sorry I'm late. Do you still want me to help pull that prank on Kathy? Hello? Derek, are you here? Where have they both gone to, then? And what are these two pumpkins doing here?